Welcome to the Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Podcast with Bishop K.B. Ransford.
He went there on the fourth day. Tell somebody he went there. Come on, say he went there. He went there. He went there on the fourth day. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody he went there on the fourth day. And there is a reason why he went there on the fourth day. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tell somebody there was a reason. Come on, there was a reason. There was a reason. There was a reason. There was a mystery behind that reason. Somebody shout hallelujah and clap for the Lamb of God. Now let's go to John 11 on our key scripture.
Verse 24.
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies.
Verse 26.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
Can I ask you a question? When you believe in Jesus, you don't die. You have life. The problem is our belief. Because listen, with me, I have seen death. I have seen death. And I have seen the Lord. So that experience, it makes you that when you have Christ, shout Jesus.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
So when you live and believe, not when you are dead, even when you are dead and you believe, you rise up again. And when you live and you still believe,
my God.
No, did you understand? When you are dead and you believed in him, he will still raise you. And when you are living, and when you are living and believe in him, you will never die. Go ahead.
And whoever lives and believes in me will live, will never die. Do you believe this?
Listen, there's a question. Whoever that lives and believes will never die. And who that died and believed in him, what will be raised? Now he's asking her, you are a living, believing in me, you will never die. Do you believe this? He put a question. He said, you are living and you believe in me, you won't die. Do you believe this? And those who are dead, who believe in me, will be raised again. But to Martha, he said, you are living and you believe in me, you will never die. Do you believe this? My question to you is, you are living. Do you believe in him that you will never die?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Now let's check the answer before we get to the tomb. Are you getting the revelation?
Verse 27. Yes, Lord.
Come and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
She told him, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into this world. Oh, what a mystery. Yes.
Ewe Nkosi.
I believe.
Ndiyakholelwa.
Yes.
Ewe Nkosi.
She told him, I believe you are the
Christ,
the Son of God, who was to come into this world. You see, preparation to the tomb. Great church. Do you understand now? We are getting to the tomb. Do you see the conversation? Do you see the words? Do you see the action? Do you see the understanding? The imagination?
Jesus.
So today, is just a word.
You'll
rise up again.
Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world.
Verse 28.
And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said.
After
and then
she has said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside.
And after she had said this,
yes,
she went back and called her sister Mary aside.
He said, the teacher is here.
The teacher is here,
tell
she
him.
Said. And asking for you.
Watch me. Today, Jesus is here. I said, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. The teacher is here. The healer is here. He said, he's here. Mary.
Maria.
The teacher is here. You know why? She has already gotten herself spiritually pregnant with revelation and time to deliver.
The teacher is here, she said.
She's
and
is
asking for you.
Because Mary sat under her feet, listening when she was teaching. The miracle was not only about Lazarus, it was about the people around Lazarus. It is the people around Lazarus who are going to take Jesus to the tomb, the place of burial. There must be people who believe what he can do.
And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you.
29.
When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him.
Watch me. How quick are you when Jesus is looking for you? You see, I'm breaking some revelations by the grace of God for you to understand why Jesus had to go to the tomb. It was a preparation. When Mary heard it, look quickly. Some of you, when you hear it, that is now you relax. You start thinking. You start even having another conversation. She left her own sister when she heard it, that Jesus is looking for you. Look at how she got there. Can you see getting to the tomb took a process? When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. That is another level of trust, another level of faith in him, another level of honor and respect. Because their hope is only Jesus. Go ahead. 30.
Verse 30. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha
Listen,
had met him.
He had not entered. He was still at the same place that he met
Martha.
And Martha went and told her sister that the teacher is here. And look at the speed. She also went to the same place. Agreement. Come and say agreement. They were on the same level. The matter level. And the Mary level were the same when it comes to Jesus. Watch me. At the place of your tomb, get people who think the way you think, who believe what you believe in. Don't spend your time on people who don't believe what you believe in. They will delay your miracle. They will delay your process. They will delay your breakthrough. They were in the same level. Because Martha would have said, or Mary would have said, that at this point in time, I don't believe it. But look at the teaching she had. It became part of her life.
Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him.
Come on, sir, at the same place. With the same God. With the same belief. With the same faith.
31. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house confronting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there.
Watch me. It is how you respond to the Lord will determine how people will follow you to the Lord. When you are lazy, people will be lazy to follow you to God. Now look at what he said. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly
she got up and went out.
She got up to go and meet Jesus. It compelled them to also follow. Now watch me. Don't forget. These are the same Jews who are looking for Jesus to kill. Now you don't hear anything there. Remember what Jesus said? He said, when you are in the light, you don't fear what? Darkness. So he's the light of the world. Now everything in their minds could not function again. Everybody's idea and focus was the tomb. My God. What a Jesus. What a Jesus. What a Jesus. You see, I sat there yesterday and I looked at him. Imagine him. And some of the mysteries, the only word that came out of my mouth, I said, this man is too much. You can only understand what I'm saying when you encounter mysteries. Because when you open the word, it is interconnection. You see him here, you see him there. There is no confusion. My God. Go ahead.
When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house confronting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there.
You see, people will follow you even when they don't know where you are going. Go ahead.
Verse
32.
When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Listen, is it not the same language? Is it not the same language? And the same answer? But the difference here is, with Mary, she went down. Mary went down. Martha stood there. Mary went down. She fell. The act of worship. The act of reverence. Martha never fell. Martha stood. So you see, when you sit under the feet of Jesus, listening the teaching, you grow more than those who are not seated. The same language, but with a different approach. What a mystery.
When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
The same language. Come on, say the same language. With a different format. According to Revelation. According to how you were seated. The same language. So now ask yourself, why is it that Jesus would not love them? Why is that Jesus cannot be close with them? Because the language is the same. Come on, see the language. It's the same. Go ahead.
Verse 33.
We are getting there.
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
Now watch me. You see, with
Martha,
she believed. But with Mary, she wept. You see the expression? And listen, Martha was there. But Jesus was waiting for Mary, the one that sat under his feet, to confirm and to move. Listen here. Look at what he said. When Jesus saw her.
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping.
The Jews who were supposed to stone him were part of the mourners. The Jews who were looking for him, the disciples warned him, don't go there. They are looking for you to stone you. This time around, they were all on their knees. They were all weeping. They wept following Mary, but they never followed Martha. You see the difference? When you sit under the feet of Jesus and you listen and he teaches. Now can you see the two differences? Now those who are looking for him to kill him were now part of the mourners. Even when there's a stone in your hands, it has left. You are busy also weeping. You don't even understand why you are weeping. They were weeping and they don't even understand why they were weeping, because they saw Mary weeping. My God.
My
God.
My.
Now check what happened.
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
Listen, when Martha came, he was not troubled and moved. And when Mary came, he was troubled and moved. It's when you sit under the feet of Jesus to be taught your duty is to listen. We're getting there. Come on, say we are getting there. Listen, at the tomb, it's only a word. Pick a word. Mention your name and say, come out. That's it. It's not warfare. Go ahead.
Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord.
Listen,
they replied.
If he's there, that Jesus asked
Mary,
where have you laid him? He never asked
Martha.
Because this is a person that sat under his feet listening when she was being taught. Okay.
Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord. They replied.
He said, come and see, Lord.
He's a ghost.
Jesus wept.
This is the shortest scripture. Even though there are contenders, but this is the most popular one. And Jesus wept. The shortest Bible verse in the Bible came as a result of a woman that sat under the feet of Jesus being taught. And she was listening, had the shortest Bible verse. Jesus wept. There were three areas that this thing happened. But on the cross, Jesus didn't weep. He cried out. But here, tears. That is when I went to the Lord. My tears were running to him. The Lord must listen to you. He must listen. He must show himself in your life. He must create a miracle in your destiny. Jesus wept. Why did Jesus weep? The emotional, the attachment. He felt it when he saw the tears of the one that he loved, Mary.
Maria.
Jesus also wept. But when he saw Martha, he didn't. It was only Mary. He wept. Come on, say he wept. You see, that relationship, that closeness was shown even in
Jesus.
This is not spiritual. The pain. He felt the pain. Tears of Mary.
Maria.
Are you seeing the difference between Martha and Mary?
Martha no Maria.
May you be a Mary.
Ungangu Maria.
I say, may you be a Mary.
Ungangu Maria.
May you be a Mary.
Ungangu Maria.
36.
Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him."
You see, it is not the speaking, but it's the emotion, the sensing. Makes people around to even see that Jesus loves her. Then the Jew said, see how he loved
him.
37. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?
So you see the questions. That is why I took you back to when Jesus said, he's asleep. Those who heard there believe. Some were part of the Jews. So they took the information. That look. But some of them said, could not be he who opened the eyes of the blind man had kept this man from dying?
38.
Go ahead.
Jesus, once more deeply moved,
come
came
on,
to the tomb.
Another move. Once more deeply moved.
Hey.
Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb.
Now he came to the tomb. Listen. The area of the tomb, there's a mystery there. So pay attention before we pray now. Listen, it's a declaration for you. Right? It's not a warfare today. We call forth your name and say, come out. That's it. is not warfare. Watch.
Jonga.
Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance.
It was a stone. A cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Watch me. Something was blocking the entrance. Today, what is blocking your entrance is living in the name of Jesus. Before you get to the body, there is an entrance. Now check what happened.
It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Verse 39. Take away the stone, he said.
Can I ask you a question? Who do you think was mandated by Jesus to go and take away the stone? Where was Martha? She can be around. But with this, it took only Mary. You know why? The reason is she sat under his feet, was listening to the teaching, so she understands that with this one, she can work with her. Take away the stone.
Take away the stone, he said.
Watch me. Taking away the stone is your first step of faith.
Amen.
When we say take away the stone, now watch me. There is a stone in your life that Jesus is saying, take it away. Not him taking it away. He said, you take it away.
Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days.
Somebody taking away the stone, and the one standing beside is complaining about the smell. Take away the stone. And he said, by the Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor. Key number one, there is something God is about to take away. But that thing, God will constrain you to take it away. Number two. By this time, there is a bad odor. Watch me. The situation that you are going through is not about you again. People can smell what you are going through. And it's not a good odor. We have a good odor and we have a bad odor. He said, by this time, there's a bad order. For he has been there for 4 days. She was talking about the time. But in the sight of the Lord, that is the time of creativity.
We hope you were blessed by the word of the Lord. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on +27 833 47 0749. For daily decrees with Bishop, you can follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, search for Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Miracle Center, and your life will never be the same again.